Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. On Call with the Prairie Doc airs on Thursday nights on SDPB-TV at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. The discussion, training rural doctors and healthcare providers. The Prairie Doc is Dr. Rick Holm, and he joins us today from the Janine Basinger Studio on the campus of South Dakota State University for a preview. Hey, Dr. Holm, how are you?
Hi, Lori. I'm fine. Say, before we start talking about rural doctors and so on and so forth, I wanted to ask you, what's in that thick red stew?
I forgot to say, you can see the illustrations for that book on our SDPB Facebook page, so you can watch. Yeah, it's sort of a magical Amu stew. Amu, by the way, means queen.
Queen.
Yes, but it was her grandmother. The author has an author's note, and she says it's the Igbo word for queen, but it was always just what they called her grandmother. So, grandmother / queen. I think that sounds just about right, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Well,
we should all treat our grandmothers like queens.
Well, and nice, wonderful vegetable stew.
Right.
With great respect. One of the things I've been thinking about, we were traveling to Orlando. I just recently gave a presentation at the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization on it's dangerous fearing your own death is dangerous to your health.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
Somewhere along the line, we heard somebody talking about oxtail stew.
Oh.
And my dad made some oxtail stew. And what it really is basically a little bit of oxtail and a lot of vegetables.
Right.
Every vegetable you can have. And I can remember thinking to myself, and then it was just so good. And I mean, whenever he made oxtail stew, I just, you could tell coming up was about 2 or 3 days of wonderful, lavishy, great food. Yeah. And I think vegetable soup is so special if it's spiced correctly.
Yeah.
You know, it's really wonderful. Made me my mouth water as I listened to that story.
It reminds me of the old story of stone soup as well, where there's always there's always enough for more, and you know, people bring one thing and another small thing to what starts out with just a stone and some water. And then pretty soon you have that same theme of sharing and gratitude and a good soup. And it's cold out, so we need some soup and some stew on the stove.
Yeah. I'm going to make some oxtail stew. That's on my mind.
All right. Let's talk about tonight's show, because this takes us right into rural South Dakota, rural America, the heart of so many of these memories that we have start in rural areas.
So, you know, the history of why we do a television show really always kind of is interesting to me, because it kind of evolves and it changes and it moves and it started with somebody mentioning to me a beautiful essay written by one of the family physician residents. And the story was about the value of caring for people and sensing the spirit of the patient and knowing where their heart was broken from this or that and the medical illness that they had and the diagnostic clues brought about by listening carefully to the patient. Mm. And so it went on to find Brad Kampstra, who is one of the teachers at the school at the residency program of family practice. And then it evolved into including a woman who is the acting director, really. I mean, the person who does the work part of defining how to get doctors to come to Horizon Healthcare, which provides a lot of primary care out in rural South Dakota. I mean, it's a private group, but it's a group that's out there where the rubber meets the road. You know, they're out trying to bring primary care PAs, nurse practitioners, physicians to Wessington Springs and to DeSmet and Lake Preston and little towns throughout South Dakota, out in way West River too as well. And so combining the two, we're going to have an interesting conversation about what drives people into primary care in rural areas of the country.
All right, so let's start with what is primary care, because in this day and age, you interact with so many different kinds of doctors, you know, pediatricians and internal medicines and PAs. And so what is primary care exactly?
Primary care is that first person you go to if you've got a problem. I've got a backache that's been bothering me. What can I do? And Katie Jones, the nurse practitioner who worked with me for so many years as a primary care provider. You know, Dan Cecil, who is an internist, is a primary at Brookings, is a primary care provider. Deb Johnston, a family physician, is a primary care provider. Matt Bean is a pediatrician and internist who provides pediatric care as well as, I mean, he's a primary care provider. And so those are examples of primary care. But they're the ones that say, you know, you should get a echo of your aorta because you're 65 and you've been a smoker. Or you should have your flu shot. And by the way, I can see on your record that you haven't had a pneumonia shot and you just reached, you know, 60 and we're worried about your immune system and so on and so forth. And so, and they're the ones who say, you know, that sore throat is probably virus and the last thing you want is an antibiotic right now. Mm-hmm. But we're ready for it if we have to. And so contact me if things progress or change. That's your primary care doc. And I come in with a belly pain that it's in the core and it's kind of radiating out. And my primary care doc says, I think you need an EGD. I get an EGD that's negative. 2-3 days later, I turn yellow. And then it's gallbladder. And the surgeon gets her chance to open me up and see if she can find that gallbladder stone that we were hoping for. Nope, it's pancreatic cancer. Whoosh, I'm gone to the specialist. Mm-hmm. But the primary care doctors, you know, the primary surgeon brought the diagnosis. And so, I mean, that's what primary care does and says. And, you know, the people who say the ideal situation in a healthcare program in a country, for example, the U.S. or Canada, let's look at, would be that you have 50% primary care providers. Mm. And in this country, we have 40%. 60% are specialists. And sometimes they'll go to the cardiologist. I've got chest pain. I'm going to have the cardiologist evaluate. Well, it's not heart. It's reflux.
Sure.
You went to the wrong specialist. We should all have a primary care person that knows you, knows your family, knows what your needs are, knows your emotional status, knows how to help you with the troubles as you grow through your life and comes to the end of your life even. So that's what primary care is.
Why is it so important to have that available in rural communities? How hard is it to access that kind of relationship?
Well, the problem is that there's been an exodus out of little towns in the country throughout the United States. I remember reading the data over the last 30 years as I've been watching it. You know, it's the spouse of the physician or the PA or nurse practitioner, the spouse, male or female, that needs to get a job in that, you know, little community as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes jobs can be had now over the internet, which is a nice thing. But to get access to health care in rural South Dakota, rural America, is very important. And, you know, people have run away because, well, I don't want to live in a little town. There's nothing going on there. Well, there's so much going on there you don't know.
Right.
And it's interesting, they looked at burnout rates in different areas. Have you heard this yet, Lori?
Not yet.
About burnout?
No. Well, in general, I know what it is, but I haven't heard it regarding how it connects with this, yeah.
And so, you know, they're seeing 25 to 50% or higher burnout rate in physicians because I think they're not primary, you know, they're like they used to be where they're now an employee. So the owner of the physician says you got to see people in every 15 minutes or sooner. Mm-hmm. And you have deadlines and you've got computer programming that you have to do that is a pain and so on and so forth. There's sort of a lot of burnout going on. The least amount of burnout, what do you think they found? They did a study in South Dakota about physicians of all ages, rural, middle-sized town, larger towns. They found the most burnout in the larger towns and the least burnout in little towns in South Dakota.
Interesting. I mean,
people are happier there. They feel more reward from providing their care. They have more time with their patients. It's a variety of kind of things that you need to do. You have more control. So it's an amazing thing. People, you know, med students and residents are misled to think that they'll be happier with the opera in town when they never go to the damn opera, even if it's there.
Right, it's there, but
the point is, you know, right. They go home and watch TV, and when they're done, they're tired. Okay, I'm going to sit around. You can do that in DeSmet, you know, and there's a lot of, there are games going on in DeSmet, and there's theater going on in DeSmet, and there's, I mean, look at the life of community in a smaller community in rural America. Some of it is the most rewarding and the most enjoyable and the most personal you can have. People who live in a community, grow up in that kind of community, love it.
How good is our medical school at sort of feeding that system of rural towns and what their needs are?
You know, the mission of the USD Sanford School of Medicine is to provide primary care in rural South Dakota. Hmm. It's in their mission statement. Now, a lot of medical schools talk about, you know, research. They talk about, you know, whatever it might be that they're, you know, providing care for patients and so on and so forth. But the mission in South Dakota really has been primarily, not to say that they don't educate specialists and they have psychiatry by that way. That's another almost primary care mm-hmm. thing. We are teaching, we have residency programs in psychiatry, in surgery, in family practice, in internal medicine. I'm missing some things, but, you know, OBGYN is, we're on the edge, I think, of that. But the point I'm trying to make is that this is a, we win awards year after year for the most amount of people going into primary care or the most amount going into rural areas or I can't quote those numbers. I mean, Mary would do that. Mary Nettleman, the dean of the School of Medicine. And we'll probably hear that from Bradley Kampstra tonight. Mm-hmm. But the point is, we're doing well in South Dakota. We've got our right motives, and we are moving in the right direction. We've done really well for our state, and I'm just so proud to be part of that School of Medicine.
You can tune in tonight to On Call with the Prairie Doc. That's at 7 Central, 6 Mountain on SDPB TV 1 or watch it on the Prairie Doc's Facebook page as well. Rick Holm, thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori Walsh.